And I've selected two of the passages and I've tied them together with the thread of the theme of leadership, trying to imagine what it is that your congregation wants and needs to hear at this time. Prayer is sometimes a sort of humming and dreaming about what reality really is like. The Joshua passage is about starting with courage. We move our bodies into the place we believe God is leading. If God is not truly leading, or we are not truly listening, we will look ridiculous because we have shown by our bodies what we're trying to do. If God is truly leading and we are responding, we will cross into a land we have never been in before. The waters will return behind us, and we will not be able to return to our previous lives. The Micah passage, which is very interesting that some committee thought that it should be with this stirring passage of freshness and holiness and newness. The Micah passage, hundreds of years later, is about continuing with courage and honesty. Hundreds of years after the people entered the promised land, the priests, the prophets, the political leaders had forgotten that they were chosen to live in God's presence. They were to be on God's side, not to boast of what God was their special mob protection against any evil. Micah 3:11, "Surely the Lord is with us. No harm can come to us," the leaders said. It's tricky because it's true that God is with them. They are the chosen people, but it isn't quite the way that they're saying. So prophets like Micah had to take that first step into the cold Jordan River again to speak with courage about how things really were and what God wanted. Leadership, this is the task that we have. We are to enter and continue in, it's not a one and done, in the land that God has promised to us and has given to us. And I know that all of our thoughts are on the promised land right now. We're understanding the complexity of what it means to receive a promise from God and to maintain what God wants from us. Do you consider yourself a leader? I think everybody in this room is a leader. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. But some people lead by noticing people and learning their names and quietly getting to know them. Some people lead by planning and leading worship in front of people. Some people lead by having courage to truthfully describe what's happening in a group. Stop. No, that's not what it is. Some people lead by coordinating a group's efforts in order to make an event happen. Some people move machines, internet access, sound systems, chairs, and tables physically so that everyone has a place. Some people lead by keeping clean and accessible financial records, which allow a group to have a sense of quiet trust. I've never met a healthy church where their finances were mysterious and muddled. It's a wonderful spiritual worship to have your finances clean and open. Some people give generously and joyously so that things can happen in the congregation. Some people lead by inspiring and encouraging people to trust the Lord. Some people lead by minding their own business, taking care of their own spiritual life so that other people can see, oh, it's possible. It's possible to do that. Everyone has a different way of leading, And you are responsible for what it is that you have been given. And later we're going to get to somebody should, instead of what I have been given, what I'm going to do. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 17, the priests stay in the middle of the River Jordan until all the people cross over. This bit about it opens up and it's dry. If you've ever gone hiking, it doesn't matter if it's raining now. If it's rained in the last 12, 24 hours, you're going to have mud. But this is a wonderful miracle in the Jordan. The river opens up and it's not muddy. It says dry ground. You're moving through. So the priests are standing in the middle and they wait there until everybody crosses. Who is it that you're waiting to cross with? Who do you consider your people? Who are you traveling with? Oops. Would you wait to cross over? Who is it that you would wait to cross over before stepping out and letting the waters come back in? No, they're not with us. Let it go. Who is it you're waiting to cross with you on to the other side? Micah says that the priests are all smiles as long as they get paid and have plenty to eat. You know, with you guys, I mean, I understand that now, the first time in my life. Yeah, you want to keep the money coming, you know? You want people to be happy with you. Micah says, not just the political leaders are for sale, the prophets, the priests. The political leaders have no problem building society on injustice and on blood, it says. Verses 9 and 10. The rulers, the priests, the prophets, all for sale to the highest bidder. Verse 11. This is the community, this is the same community that started out with a step of faith over the Jordan River. This is not the enemy, this is not the people that are bad. These are God's people. A community of faith on this earth is maintained by continually renewing care of people, not by a religious slogan. The community crossed the Jordan in a planned way. They did not rush across impulsively. Joshua had to let the priests know that they needed to step into the water and they needed to wait in the middle of the river while everybody passed. This was sort of an organized. It wasn't super organized. If you see those pictures of the children in China doing the dances and stuff, you think, wow, that's a lot of people moving together. It probably wasn't quite like that, but it was a well-planned event. This kind of talk about what we're talking about this morning may be helpful. It's inspiring, but it may not actually change our lives individually or as a community unless we actually take steps with our bodies. Would you look at the paper in your bulletin that Linda E. has prepared? I forgot to check. There should be a paper in there that has some spaces, and I think it also, it's up here. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you don't have something to write with, take a little, cut yourself and use your blood. No. There may be some pens available, or most people have something right in their pocket. But this is where I'm going to ask you to think of three things on each of these. Now, I remember I said about humming and dreaming. When I pray about the sermon, when I pray, even before I came here, when I was at the previous churches, when I was thinking about the sermon, I want to be humming and moving around the congregation, but I've never really figured out how to physically do that. I'm not very coordinated. But if you're humming and dreaming, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? I would like you to specifically think of three things. And if you want to share them, I'm going to leave a space where you can speak up, but if it's something private. Now, Bud said to me 20 years ago, we were talking about sharing your personal things in front of a congregation. And he said, You share it after it stops stinking. In other words, when you've kind of resolved it. I probably don't go as far as him because I don't know that my stuff is going to stop stinking before I'm dead. So I probably share maybe a little bit more. I came to you 2 months ago when I was in a period of great distress in my life, and I knew that God would bless and guide me in this congregation. And indeed, God has blessed me. But I'm a little bit on the overshare side, but I'm not going to tell you all of my business here, which I would sort of be free to do, but I think I need to stop doing that. But I would like you, in the privacy of your humming dreaming, I would like you to think, what is it? What is it that's me? Now, I don't want you to write what you think the young people should be doing, unless you're a young person. I don't want you to write what you think those old fogies should be doing. I don't want you to write what those other people should be doing. That isn't your business. When you're humming and dreaming, you're not. God's not going to tell you about those other people. He's going to tell you what you need to do. And that's what I want you to do, and that's what I have done myself. I'm just going to share one thing about one of the things. But the step one is being willing to start moving. Joshua directs the priests to step into the Jordan, and when their feet enter the water, God parts the river. And so this is something that doesn't stink very much, that I'll just say that one of the ways that God has led me to step up is, you know, these young folk, I know I'm an old person, I'm an old white woman, what do I know? But one way I want to step up is I want to trust that the principles of God in the Bible, of God's work, the Holy Spirit, apply to all people, even young people who I feel like, you know, what do I have that's much value? No, it isn't me, but it's God's principles apply to the young and the old and whatever ethnic group you're from. I think it only applies to people like, I would like to be more faithful in believing that it's true, that the Bible is true for everyone. So that's the first thing. I'm going to expect it to make a difference in the life of young people. So that's just one thing for me. Now, how about you? What do you have specifically? You know, I've always wanted to do this, or this is something I've never been able to really articulate in my mind. Do you have something? Would you write it down on your sheet of paper here? It's going to take a long time, so maybe you can't do it right this minute, but something may come to mind. Holy Spirit, we pray that the sound of your Spirit and the movement of your Spirit through this congregation would help, and also those who are at home, that you would bring to mind your voice to them. Yes, I'm speaking to you. And that they would be able to articulate one or two or three things that would be stepping out for them. Is there anyone who would like to share? I'm not going to expect it. And if you start preaching a long sermon, I'm going to stop you. But is there anybody who just has something? Yes, Holton.
So the Lord spoke to me this morning, and it's still resonating a little bit, about being kind to each other. We talked about the blessings God brings on us, but we can show that. We can demonstrate that love by being kind in thoughts, in judgments, in words, and in actions. That's what I'm...
Just step in one more step forward. Thank you. Thank you, Holton. Anybody else have something specific that they don't mind sharing? Just continue to, yes.
Mm-hmm. If you cut yourself, I cut myself, we're gonna bleed the same blood.
Mm-hmm.
We want to, what I want there is like keep on praying, keep on living for each other. And if you want to cross over the Jordan, don't leave your brother behind. Mm-hmm. Don't leave your sister behind. Bring them with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
God will bless the whole world.
Praise God. Right? Thank you. That's a good word. Okay? Then, one time when my brother-in-law, who's a minister, used an acronym, or like, what's an acronym? Like the letters spelled out something, you know, be good, blah, blah, blah. She said to him later, you're a charlatan. I really like my sister. But here I've used this little alliteration, which may be a charlatan thing, maybe not. Step up, stand up, and speak up. But the next one is stand up. And the stand up, you could look at it a lot of ways, but I'm thinking of the priests who were standing in the middle of the river waiting for something to be completed. The beginning is not the same as the end. You begin something and you have to be ready to see it through. The priests were standing with water on both sides of them, thinking, you know, am I going to get out? Am I going to be the one that sacrificed at the end? They stood there until God's work was complete for the whole people of God. These processes take time, and it's easy to think, oh, this is good enough. This is far enough. We may not be paying attention to what other people are experiencing, and this is what our sister was saying, whether they understand what God is doing and are fully moving with the community, or we may be the ones who are lingering and we're sort of dragging along at the back. Maybe we haven't even gotten into the river yet and we're in danger of being left behind. So what does it mean for you? And I don't mean them, you. What does it mean for you to wait on the process, to believe that God is doing something that has a beginning and a middle and an end? What are three specific ways that you are led to hold your ground while God's people move into the promised land? And I don't have a sanitized one to give you here today, but what is it that you have to have patience and endurance to believe the process that God is doing in you and in this church, and as our sister reminded us, in our community as well? Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to each person, to their life, their history, their fears, their hopes, their dreams, that they would say, yes, yes, I see that. I would like to be faithful to you in this process and not just cut it off, oh, that's enough. Is there anyone who feels free to share something that they've written or a portion of what they've written? It isn't enough time, so you know maybe you'll be able to take home and think about this. Anybody have something they'd like to share? And then thirdly, to speak up, continuing to listen to God's view of what's happening. What do you know of God's kingdom? And what do you see within you and around you? Micah was compelled to speak truthfully about the condition of the leaders of the people of God. People say all the time, oh, they're doing a good work. Don't criticize them. Don't get in the way. Oh, you're being negative. You're airing dirty laundry. And there are appropriate ways, and just blurting out what's wrong with other people is not the way of God. But Micah And those who are faithful in the church, we can't say, oh, it's a church, so let's just let it continue. You have to speak up with what you see is actually happening compared to what God's will for us is. The comparison between the beginning and the prophecy that was happening just in order to have food to eat. What are ways that you feel God speaking to you? This is different than what people are, what's happening is different from what people are saying. What's happening is different from the way we started out. What's happening is different from the way that God is leading us to be. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help us not to be afraid. By talking about our community, we're also exposing our own weaknesses, and it's easy to go along, and we don't want people to be angry at us. We don't want to appear self-righteous. Lord knows we have enough in our own lives. But Lord, we love this community. We love your church worldwide. I pray that you would, people here would hear your spirit and feel the spirit to write what they see. It's interesting to think about why a committee thought that these lectionary portions of the day were a good match. And we've tied them together with the idea of leadership and the idea of beginning and continuing in faithfulness, which is what I believe, as you do, is what God is doing in this congregation. Amen.